I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It is your sports bros here, Rop and Souk. Hello. Hope everyone's having a nice little Thursday. Coming up, we'll have the latest on what they're saying about Oklahoma and Texas moving to the SEC.
Yeah, so much for those just random reports.
Yeah, a lot moving there. We also have a new fun game of who's more of a bitch.
Oh.
So we'll play that this hour.
You like that game.
Complete with audio.
Pretty excited.
Kevin Durant.
And he's on the list. And Club 1080.
He wants his ball back. He made the shot. What's the problem?
We have a Mormon temple that will be open to the public.
That's every... Well...
No, whenever, they're not.
Whenever a temple is built, those are open.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Should I strike that from the club topics?
No.
Because to me, I was like, whoa, they're going to let us into the chambers?
Depends on...
Where they sacrifice people and stuff?
Some chickens? Not that I've seen. No, we can discuss that, but there may
Clean up the blood.
There may be some nuance to that.
Yeah, they just opened a new big one.
Oh, okay.
I forget where it was.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
D.C., I think.
That's a common practice. And then I think they clean it and remove everything. So
that's right.
Get rid of all the heathen stuff.
And then they shut it down.
And then it can go back to being pure so people like me could go in there.
Future Jeeps will be able to do what?
Say what?
We'll talk about that.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time, okay?
All right, let's do it.
6 to 7. Right now, hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot top 11. Hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
Yeah. Sure, I'll give you Whoopi.
They're always upset. You've made it. Excuse me.
Number five.
A casino will be tossing its name on the New Orleans Superdome. It will be henceforth dubbed Caesar's Superdome.
Caesar's?
That's correct.
Huh.
Not like Caesar salad, like yeah, Caesar's Palace.
But it won't be Caesar's Palace Superdome? It's
nope,
just going to be
just Caesar's.
That's a little weird.
They are already the official casino partner of the NFL, and they are finalizing a deal with the Superdome. The team says it will use the money to actually improve the Superdome.
So is it the Atlanta one that's Mercedes-Benz?
It used to be the Superdome. It was the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. It might be that, too, in Atlanta, but it was the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, but that contract just expired, and Caesar's Palace has jumped in.
Okay, because I thought it was the Mercedes Superdome, and then when you said that, I was like, well, maybe it's the Atlanta one. Although, do they have them both? Was Mercedes double-dipping?
I don't know.
And did those things work?
I don't know.
Like, Citi Field, like the Mets.
It's weird.
They pay hundreds of millions of dollars for that. Does that?
I know.
Number 4.
Or is that just like an ego play where a company's like, I want to own a building?
I think it works because it makes it top of mind.
Like, you're like, oh, right. City, that's the bank. I know that. And then it's like, oh, I'm going to switch banks. And it's like the first thing that comes to your head.
Well, they wouldn't do it if it didn't work. But you're right. It's kind of a weird, like, how do they measure that?
Yeah, because it's a lot of cake.
A lot of cake, bro. A
lot of cake for that. Yeah, it is. The Atlanta Stadium is the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
NFL says any COVID outbreaks that prevent a team from playing would result in forfeits and losses. As of today, Roger Goodell said 75% of NFL players are at least partially vaccinated, and more than half the teams are at least an 80% vaccination rate.
Look, and not only that, but the team that's responsible for it is on the hook for the financial losses of it.
Yeah. Players won't get game checks.
Yeah, they're not screwing around. And, you know, the DeAndre Hopkins of the world may not have to get vaccinated, but this essentially, if you're a marginal player, like if you're my dumbass and you were fighting to make the roster, you're going to be vaccinated. Teams won't put up with it. There's not a chance the team's going to. There will be cuts made for marginal guys if they do not get vaccinated. And some people are saying this is not a good look for the NFL. But a lot of other people are like, good, they should crack down on this. So it's just kind of.
Well, they have a players union, though.
Yeah.
So it's all on them.
Yeah, the players union is going to roll over. Although, I mean, I guess you could. No, I don't think anyone's going to come out and be like, hey, you're cut because you're not vaccinated. But I promise you that is going to go into it if you are a marginal player and you're not vaccinated.
Can you imagine some marginal bro gets COVID and he spreads it to the stud quarterback and then they can't play?
Yeah.
Dude, they might murder that guy.
All of the marginal players will be vaccinated or they will not be on a roster.
Baseball trade. 40-year-old Nelson Cruz is still hitting bombs in Minnesota. He is now leaving the Twins. He will head to the Rays for two minor leaguers. Reports the Lakers are mulling a Russell Westbrook trade.
The Lakers are trying to do anything. Like, whether it's the Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, the LeBron window's closing, and they got to get better.
We also have a little college basketball news. UCLA and Gonzaga have agreed to an NCAA Finals rematch. They will meet in November in Las Vegas, and they are both in the preseason top five.
Kick ass.
Kind of cool.
The one thing you say about Gonzaga is they played the West Coast, whatever, the conference, but they schedule big time in the non-conference. They don't duck anybody.
Brett McMurphy, who is a college football reporter, is saying that Texas and Oklahoma and their move to the SEC will take some time, but there is interest on both sides. He also said that Texas is planning to inform the Big 12 it does not want to extend its grant of rights. Apparently, Texas has been griping about their home schedule. They say that playing the likes of Kansas and Kansas State is not interesting to their fans.
What?
Yeah.
That's Texas's?
Although the last time Kansas played there, it was 50-48.
Yeah, what? I mean,
just saying.
I just is the most bewildering of all the arguments you're going to make of why you want out your schedule. All right.
There are also reports, which we'll get to this hour, of the schools that the Big 12 would be after if Texas and Oklahoma leave, and a couple of them are Pac-12 schools. We will talk about that coming up.
Yeah, there was a conference call today amongst all the Big 12 schools. Everyone was invited. Oklahoma and Texas did not participate in a stunning development. And I guess the on the call, they want to know why do Texas and Oklahoma want to leave, and what could they do to get them to stay? So this is a jilted lover sort of thing. And I don't know if this is just a power play, but it sounds like everyone else in the Big 12 is going to kiss their ass and do everything they can to get them to stay. So,
well, it worked last time.
It did.
Our Blazers insider Jason Quick was on earlier reporting that the team appears to be headed to a similar starting lineup but with a different supporting cast. His latest piece says teams are offering high draft picks, a top four pick in the upcoming draft for CJ McCollum, but they are not interested in that because they're in win-now mode. He also reports expect the Blazers to trade into the second round for God knows what reason. But as he has said before, priority number one is signing Norman Powell. After that, there is not much money to spend, so you'll likely see some inexpensive backup center and wing acquisitions.
Yeah, Nerlens Noel and some guys like that that are thrown around. And he points out that there is a belief inside the Blazers that the starting five, when they were together, Norm, Dame, CJ, Nurk, Robert Covington, that was the fourth best lineup in the NBA. So,
well, they got to hang their hat on something.
Number one offense.
They don't have a lot of options, so they got to have some sort of talking point.
Yeah.
It's a pretty weak one because we all watched them.
Yep.
But maybe Chance comes in and they can play some D and they win seven titles in a row.
It's does seem like a lot. Not one, not two.
Can't
not
imagine
three.
Anyone's predicting that, but.
Well, even if you get Norm to re-sign, that's still a ballsy thing to sell Dame on.
See, I think that's the other
thing. Look at the metrics of our four.
Dude.
You know, of when we had this starting lineup, we're the fourth best. So just give this another year. That's
exactly.
It's a gutsy move.
But I think it's really hard. I mean, is Norman Powell coming back?
I don't know. But I think
because if that guy walks,
you're effed.
Dude. what are you going to do?
You're screwed.
You have like $9 million to spend.
Yeah. You're in a lot of trouble. You have to find a way to get Norman Powell to resign.
Maybe they force him to play here. Sign it.
Well, he's got those two little dogs, right? Like you maybe kidnap the dogs or something.
There you go. Hold them ransom.
Do some sort of hostage exchange. Bro. Look, sign the contract and
all
get
right.
your dogs back.
Coors Light, live sports are back. Always better with an ice cold Coors Light. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. There's your hot 5 at 5. Coming up next, let's talk about this Oklahoma-Texas sitch, okay?
Let's.
519 on the fam.
It's time for Who's Leading the Charge? A look under the hood at the coaches, players, and teams getting it done. Brought to you by Battery Exchange.
If Texas and Oklahoma have taken it this far, how do you stay, right? And you've kind of gone through that before. It's like a player who enters the transfer portal and doesn't get picked up. What's that like going back into the locker room? You don't want to be with that team, right? Do they want you? So it's just all about relationships and how that plays out too.
No, it's not.
Heather Dinich.
No, because Texas and Oklahoma are like the super hot girl and the boyfriend is like a four and that boyfriend will bend over backwards. Texas and Oklahoma can make whatever demands they want and the rest of the Big 12 is going to have to go along with it. Otherwise, they leave and the Big 12 dies. So I don't think Texas or Oklahoma gives a damn about what the other schools think.
Battery Exchange has over 14 area locations to serve you. Free electrical system checks for your vehicle. Battery Exchange with an X.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, this will probably be a daily update because, you know how things move.
Yes.
Oklahoma, Texas, are they going to the SEC? Today's news is?
They want to, or at least they're exploring the option. So we know that is not, it's not just hooey. That there is, it has now been confirmed by God knows how many different sources.
Hooey.
Texas and Oklahoma have reached out to the SEC. The SEC is interested in bringing them in. And that's about all that we know thus far.
But didn't they all meet today? I know the Big 12 people all met and huddled in their corner.
Yes.
And then all the SEC people met and huddled in their corner. But Texas and Oklahoma weren't a part of either.
You are correct. So that's,
oh boy.
That's where we're at now. So if you're the SEC, you need three-fourths of your league to say yes to Texas and Oklahoma. We know that at least one, Texas
A&M. Why wouldn't they?
Well, Texas A&M doesn't want it.
There's
multiple reasons. One, Texas A&M doesn't want it simply because they left the Big 12 because they wanted to get out of the shadow of Texas and Oklahoma.
I get them, but they're different.
Okay.
So obviously that's a no vote.
The other one is the twofold in the SEC. One is that the elite teams don't want two more, well, let's call it one more elite and then one more halfway decent school. They don't want another roadblock in there. Why would you, right? It doesn't, you don't need any more prestige. You don't need any more strength of schedule. So I could see a school like Alabama looking at this and being like, why? Why do we want Oklahoma and Texas in our league? What do? They can't raise our profile anymore.
Well, they bring you more money, though.
Well,
and you get more for your TV deal.
But that's the sticky point. And this is where I'm sure the meeting, I guess, revolved around the SEC. Is there language in the contract? They just signed a 10-year deal with ESPN, the SEC did, that is worth an S ton of money. It's going to put them, number one, for a short period of time, and then the Big Ten's deal. It's the SEC and the Big Ten, everyone else making more money than anyone else by leaps and bounds. That deal has already been signed. So if there is not an out or ESPN is not willing to renegotiate, there is no more money. In fact, it would cost you money because the pie would not be split 14 ways. It would be split 16 ways. So I'm guessing that there is some sort of conversation going on of, is there a clause or can we renegotiate? Because if you do add Texas and Oklahoma, and let's say it adds an extra, I don't know, $100 million, and you're able to split that 16 different ways, and all of a sudden your deal goes up by an extra $6-8 million, and now you're clearly king of the hill, that would make sense. But all those things have to be discussed, and you probably have to get a lay of the land if you're the SEC, just a rough vote. Do we have 8 yeses? Do we have 9? Do we have 10? How far away are we? And asking those schools that are against it, what do we have to do to get you on board? And then the opposite is going to be a true of the Big 12. It sounds like the Big 12 wanted Texas and Oklahoma to be on the call. They said no. And that the main questions being asked at the Big 12 meeting was, why does Texas and Oklahoma want to leave? Is it financial? Is it prestige? Is it the playoff? What exactly about us do you not like? Why do you want to leave us? And then the second question is, what can we do to fix it? If you're unhappy, instead of bolting, what can we do to make you stay? And the report, I think it was from McMurphy, said that they do not think that Oklahoma and Texas have made up their mind about leaving. This kind of sounds like a Damian Lillard sort of thing. I'm not fully committed, but, you know, I wouldn't mind staying. So,
well, they could get a sweetheart of a deal from the Big 12.
I'm guessing Texas and Oklahoma at the...
They already have a sweetheart of a deal.
They do. But I'm guessing at the bare minimum, they will leverage this for even more.
Bastards.
Yeah.
P1 Scott has jokes. He says, Texas to the Big 12. It's not you. It's Kansas.
Can't have it, right? But the SEC has Vanderbilt. So
Bartu just texted me. He said, not one effing team in the SEC should want Texas and Oklahoma.
Why?
I don't. That's all he texted me.
Well, I'd like to know why.
Dave, your call. I'm guessing it's going to be somewhere along the line of what we just talked about. It doesn't do you any good.
But aren't they going to 16 at some point? So yes. You're saying if they go to 16 teams, 4 leagues of 16, that the SEC should just add 2 cupcakes? Well, because to me, Texas sucks. But their profile
is amazing.
Is great. Like, they're the perfect school to add because, not necessarily Oklahoma because they're really good right now, but Texas is the perfect school to add because, dude, they're going to get trampled in the SEC at their current rate.
Sure.
And yet they raise the profile by $1 billion. Well, SEC already has a very high profile, but you know what I mean. It's one of the biggest brands in all of college athletics.
Yeah.
And they're not any good, so I'd take them in a heartbeat.
So the question is the SEC so much about prestige where they say it's inevitable we're going to 16? And if it is going to go to 16, why do we want the Pac-12 or the Big Ten to get the two biggest free agent properties? There could be an argument made about the SEC wanting that. Because if the SEC looks around and says it's going to happen, the Big 12 is going to be the one that's going to die. It's not going to be the Big 10. It's not going to be the Pac-12. It's not going to be the ACC. So the only real two super attractive brands out there that it would be considered, like, if we were doing like stocks, you know, or if we're saying like ratings, ABC, the only two A-rated that are out there, I guess there'd be three. Notre Dame is technically free, but they would be an ACC team. They already practically are. It's Texas and Oklahoma. So maybe this is the SEC just being preemptive and being like, if we are going to expand, we're going to continue to be able to say we are the very best in the world. and then maybe use that to drum up a couple extra shekels from ESPN.
Pete Thamel of Yahoo is saying that if Texas and Oklahoma leave, the Big 12 will be aggressive in adding replacements. And among the schools he mentions were Arizona State, Arizona, Colorado, Utah, Cincinnati, Central Florida, and BYU.
Yeah, so what they would be doing is saying, okay, well, there's going to be a league that's going to die, and it's not going to be us. And you're going to go try to poach a lot of the Pac-12. I don't buy that. I think the Pac-12 has a much better profile. If Oklahoma and Texas leave, I think it would be the other way around, and it would be the Pac-12 poaching. I think that's a bit of a pipe dream on the part of the Big 12.
All right, Bartu's going to call in, so we're going to talk to him next. And a new fun game, who's more of a bitch? Kevin Durant, DeAndre Hopkins.
Give me my ball!
Or Deion Sanders, because all three are being bitches.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that's a
tough one.
That's a tough race.
So we'll get to Bartu next. Here is Mike with SportsCenter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, wait, is Dave there? Dave's there. Hello, Dave?
What a do?
What a do, Dave? It's Dave Bartu, everybody. Great. College football magic. What's up? What's up, fella?
So, no, I was just driving, and I was listening to my two favorite knuckle draggers talk about SEC and Oklahoma, Texas, and I had to hear Suk go through his reasons why not, and I think one of them that you admitted is all the lower teams in the SEC. I mean, there's not a single team in the SEC, if the ADs actually have a say in this. Got to remember, presidents vote on this stuff, not athletic directors. Two totally different mindsets. But there's no reason anyone. I mean, the vote should be 14 out of 14, hell to the no, on bringing these two yahoos into the SEC.
Why though?
I think Soup touched on one of the reasons. Okay, why bring in more competition for your top teams? Right. I mean, you know, Alabama probably doesn't care because nothing fazes them. They cut the deal with the devil. It's college football is really Alabama football. We're all just living in it. Okay. But does Auburn and Georgia and LSU and Texas A&M Florida, do they all need two more top 10 recruiters to go up against to prove themselves? I mean, they get into the playoffs and they win the titles almost every year for the last decade simply with eight conference games.
Yeah, like the Pac-12 needs it. The Pac-12 needs that sort of prestige. The SEC doesn't. You couldn't be more respected than the SEC.
They already have half the top 10 recruiters. They already have half the top 20 recruiters. And if this happens and you say, okay, we're going to go divisions, well, logically, Alabama, Auburn move over to the East. Now Florida. Florida is the 15th best recruiter, maybe 14th best recruiter in the country over the last 5 years, and they would be the fourth best recruiter in their freaking division.
Okay, but isn't this about money? I mean, don't Texas and Oklahoma bring more eyeballs, which means more money?
Okay, but it brings more money, but at what point does the opportunity to win a national title be stronger than making a few extra million dollars?
I think it's always all about money.
There's that side of it too. Now you go over to the flip side. You start looking at the Kentuckys and the Missouris. Now their schedule is about to go really in the tank because all of a sudden they have Alabama and Auburn, let's say, in their division. And their crossover games are now Oklahoma and Texas. So Kentucky, Missouri, Vanderbilt, they're adding on an extra loss by doing this. And with the expansion into 16 teams, does this now push them into 9 conference games, which makes 6-6 virtually impossible for the Arkansas and the Mississippi States? Those lower-end recruiters, you know, you're talking about if you add Texas and Oklahoma, they now would have 12 of the top 20 recruiters in college football in one conference. So Yeah, great. Okay, Missouri, you made an extra $10 million. You're 4-8 for the 32nd year in a row.
So
now you're 3-9. How much money do they lose by not being able to even get to 500?
And we don't know if they are going. The SEC deal is signed, right? This is it's a three, and it's going to be it's massive. They were making from ESPN, ABC, they were getting about $55 million per year. This new 10-year deal, it's $300 million.
You're talking about TV deal.
The TV deal. So the SEC already went from $55 million a year for their TV deal with ESPN, ABC, or excuse me, CBS. And now ESPN, ABC is going to pay them $300 million. So it's already this massive financial windfall that will put them head and shoulders above everyone until 2023 when the Big Ten signs their ungodly massive deal. But that's the question I don't know. And I haven't heard anyone be able to give me an answer. Can you renegotiate this, or are you just taking the pie and now splitting it 16 instead of 14? I think that's a huge question that I haven't seen anyone answer.
Right. Well, I think the obvious answer is if it has to be split without any increase, then no, we don't want them to show up. Right. No. I mean, that was the Big 12's argument all the time for staying at 10 is we don't want to share this with Cincinnati and UCF and Memphis and whoever else we would bring in.
Yes.
Back in 2016 with their fake realignment hunt, which if they'd have done it back then, they would now have all four of those teams would be top 30 recruiters and they'd be much more respected. But I just can't see any reason outside of the money, okay, outside of the money, why the SEC, you know, three quarters of the teams would take these guys on.
Well, why would Texas and Oklahoma want to go? Just the money?
Maybe it's the money. You know, maybe it's a leverage to try to get more money out of the Big 12.
See, there you
go. Maybe it's all just a dog and pony show. And, you know, it's like the agent saying that, well, you know, my guy's interviewing with so-and-so. Oh, my gosh, he's worth a lot. You know, it's a game out there. And there's even when there's not logic and reason, usually there's somebody has logic and reason for doing something like this. And to me, none of this makes any sense other than Texas and Oklahoma simply trying to leverage the discussions to make more money out of their conference. Because like Jason said, you know, in the previous segment, Big 12 ain't nothing without these guys.
No, they're
you're nothing without your elite brands. So to me, I think this is just a big leverage game to end up getting themselves more money and the SEC saying no to it. If they say yes, then have fun never being at 500, bottom half of the SEC losers.
And what did we hear out of the Big 12 teams today? The main thing was the Big 12 is not pissed. The Big 12 isn't trying to push them out. The Big 12 literally was asking the question, why do you want to leave and what can we do to make it better? So, I mean, the last time this happened, Oklahoma and Texas got a bigger piece of the pie, and Texas and their third-tier media rights, and Texas got to create their own network all off of flirtations with the Pac-12. So is it possible that the Big 12 sees the expansion coming to 16 and is either trying to get ahead of the curve and get into the best conference, or like you said, they're just using this and being like, we know that there's going to be another major shift. Let's get while the getting's good.
Yeah, the conference is so big, it just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, it's just, I mean, you're not only is would the SEC teams be taking a hit on their ability to win a national title, but Oklahoma and Texas would be taking massive hits. I mean, look at those two don't have to play a top 25 recruiter in the last decade. You know, they're going to now be playing, you know, 5-6 a year just to try to get into a conference championship game. You know, I know Isaac said, look, it's about the money. It's about the dollars. And if they can renegotiate it and everybody makes $1 trillion, that's fine. But if I'm an athletic director, there's got to be a break point between opportunity to win a national title or opportunity to even be above 500 than just simply cashing checks.
Yeah. Well, you know how I feel. Follow the money. Who famously said that?
Right. In college football right now, they can all go to hell. Really, I'm getting sick. It's like just a massive ADHD. They can't sit still for a minute. You know, the rivalries are disappearing, traditions are disappearing. That was college football, and all this chase of a dollar is constantly changing all of these things. You know, because nobody's patient. So yeah.
Hopefully, it ends up being a great product when all the dust settles, and who knows how long that takes. College football may be structured so much better and be so much more interesting. Maybe.
We'll see.
Or
right?
Dead.
Go Jayhawks.
Yeah, go Jayhawks. Thanks, Dave.
Love you, buddy. Oh, I think he hung up on us.
Yeah, it's far from far from a done deal, but just to kind of put in perspective. So the Big Ten last year paid out. Well, take COVID out, right? Because everything was funky.
Stupid COVID.
Year before COVID, the Big Ten paid out $54 million, right? A year to each school. And a couple of their schools like Rutgers and Maryland, they don't get full shares. The Big Ten was like, yeah, you can come in, but for like 20 years, we're going to shortchange you. And they were still happy to do it. So to the full paying members, $54 million and some change, the Big Ten paid out. Big 12 paid out $38 million, and they do that because they only have to split the pie 10 ways. Their revenue is actually lower than the Pac-12 and the ACC, but they have to split more than 10 ways. The new SEC deal, now we don't know the exact number, and that kicks in, I think, in 2023. We don't know the exact number, but it will be bigger than the Big Ten's. And I've seen some estimates possibly in the $60 million range going to the SEC team. So if you're the Big 12 and you're talking about $38 million and you got a potential to get into the SEC, maybe in the $58 to $62 million range, is that reason enough? And you're in the most prestigious and you're ahead of the curve, not having to deal with the expansion and 16 power conferences. You're just going to be the first one to do it. And so you don't have to worry about it. Is that enough? I don't know. We haven't heard from Texas and Oklahoma what they want, but I'm just kind of spitballing there that this new TV deal that the SEC is going to sign, you know, that may be reason enough for someone to do it. And if so, you know, it's a pretty crappy money grab, but we've seen money grabs in college football forever.
Okay, who's more of a bitch? Next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, guys. All right. Hey, we're heading toward the club here, but I've got one last little segment for you. And it is entitled, Who's More of a Bitch?
The new fun game.
So candidate number one is Kevin Durant, who, if you didn't see, I there's really no audio to play. It'd be hard for you to hear it. But there was a clip of Team USA shoot around where they were just, well, shooting around.
That does happen in shoot arounds.
And Durant hit a corner three. Yeah, Lillard shooting there, and then
Bam's hanging out.
Bam Adebayo. Adebayo. Right?
Adebayo.
Adebayo.
It's not like the Bayou.
Bam
Adebayo.
Adebayo. So Bam then goes up to the rim, or towards the goal, the basketball ring, and he grabs a basketball. Because, you know, in shoot-around, basketballs are just kind of bouncing around.
But apparently women's balls as well.
Yeah.
Which is
so
kind of odd.
So then Kevin Durant's like, hey, man, give me the ball.
I made it.
And Bam's like, well, what? He goes, give me the ball. I made that three with that ball. You can't take that ball. Look, and I'm paraphrasing here.
And to be fair,
that used to be a thing when we were kids.
That is a thing.
That's still a thing.
If you make a shot, you get the ball back. Whoever rebounds it has to throw the ball back to you.
Just give him another. Give him another ball.
Well, he does. And that's the one that Kevin Durant claims is the women's ball.
Yeah. So Bam's like, here, take this ball. And he's like, no, that's a women's ball. I want that ball. God. And then Bam's like, fine, here. And then Durant shoots it, and that's it. So that's your first candidate, okay?
I was waiting to see in that video if it was going to be like a ha-ha, like sort
of.
He was not joking. Durant and then Durant tweeted, Bam needs to show some respect.
And then Bam tweeted and blamed it on Dame instead.
Wait, how was it Dame's fault?
He said Dame took Durant's ball. Bam grabbed a different one.
Well, you can't quite tell in the video.
Yeah.
So he may be right about that.
It's the Zapruder film. We back into the
There are
left.
Two balls bouncing. One of them was shot by Dame. One of them was shot by Durant. It's hard to tell which one Bam picks up. But who cares?
And one of them apparently.
Kevin Durant cares.
And Kevin Durant apparently thinks that one is a women's ball, and he's not happy
about
that.
And by the way, Lillard made his shot. He didn't care which ball it was.
Well, because to be fair again, let's put it on the table. It was not a shoot-around. It was a photo shoot.
Whatever.
It was a Team USA photo shoot, and they were just
shooting around.
They were just shooting around. Did you also notice, too, that he had some sort of weird...
I hate Kevin Durant.
I do, too.
Kevin Durant had some sort of turban on to hide his horrid hair.
Yeah, he's got bad hair. Okay, candidate number two. Deion Sanders gets butt hurt.
Yeah.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, let me get Nick. Let me get Nick. Nick's a good guy.
Nick's us. You're up.
Hey, Deion. I was just wondering if you could...
Oh, let's back up a little bit. You don't call Nick Saban Nick. Don't call me Deion now. Okay.
I call Nick Saban Nick.
No, you don't. That's a lie. If you call Nick Nick, you know you'll get cussed out on the spot. So don't do that to me. Treat me like Nick.
Deion.
Yeah, and so Sanders, that was at whatever stupid league they're in.
Yeah,
SWAC. Yeah, he's Jackson State's coach.
Yes.
Yeah.
The SWAC media day, and he cut that short. Like, he was pissed about that.
Yes.
He's like, do not call me Deion.
He too was not joking. And by the way,
although Nick at the end there did, you know, push the button, neon. He was like, all right, Deion.
Yeah, he did. And which I thought was great.
He just stood up and
it was
left.
Like a Jim Rome, Jim Everett thing.
The best is someone went and took a clip. I saw it on Twitter of SEC media day, and it was like 30 seconds of reporters asking Saban a question. And guess what they all called him?
Nick.
Like, it was just,
they said that
it was just reporter after reporter after reporter going, Nick.
Yeah, they
I
said,
just like that he said, I like this guy. And then he goes and does that and walks out on him.
They said that Nick Saban was referred to as Nick 8 times in his press conference. And so somebody then asked him, Saban.
Yeah.
They asked him, hey, what should we call you, O King?
Yeah. There's been some talk in the college football world about how we should address head coaches. If it was up to you, what is your preference? Is it Nick, head coach Nick? Nick, how would you like to be addressed?
What?
Look, I respond to just about anything, and I've been called just about everything. So, not something that's really important to me, but I think everybody should have the opportunity to sort of create or make the way their expectation is of how they get addressed, and it's not something that's really that significant to me. You know, I hope we elect to kick ass is what I hope we do now.
Look, I'll tell you this. I get that Saban is, he's a lot, or Nick, but I like Nick Saban. I really do.
Oh God.
I do. He can be as full of crap as anyone. I like Nick Saban.
Well, he plays the media really well.
Yes. Nick Saban knows what he's doing.
He absolutely knows what he's doing.
As far as the red ass coaches, you know, the Urban Meyers and Dabo and the Harbaugh, they're all terrible. But of the terrible coaches, Saban to me is by far the best one. And I just love, he rolling his eyes at this. He's like, you call me whatever you want. I love that. I respond to just about anything, and I've been called just about everything.
So Deion wants to be called Coach Prime.
Coach Prime.
Yeah.
I hope every single reporter refers to him as Deion.
Moving forward.
Don't you think he's doing a bit? Like, isn't he just trying to get headlines?
No, I think that's him.
You don't think Deion knows that?
I think he's arrogant.
Yeah.
And narcissistic.
You don't think he knows that it's just about staying in the news when you're at Jackson State? And he's just doing bit. Mike Leach is the king of this.
Leach is the king. Yeah.
I think that's what Deion's doing here.
No, I think Deion is literally that guy that when he says you treat me like Nick, I think he wants to be treated like Nick, even though one is the greatest coach of all time. And the other one, you know, is not. The other one was a really good corner.
And your third candidate for who's more of a bitch is DeAndre Hopkins, who is not getting vaccinated. And he says he is rethinking his future in the NFL after hearing that non-vaccinated people could jeopardize their team's win-loss record.
Yeah.
So you've got Durant, Deion, or DeAndre. Power rank them.
I'm going Hopkins 1 because he's trying to play the martyr card. You know what? I don't think I can do this. I'll take my 20.
Darn.
You're making $20 million a year, much like Dabo. Your ass is going to show up, so cram it. That's one. I'm going Durant 2 and
Deion 3.
Deion 3.
Wow.
I'm going Deion 3.
God, I think I'm going Durant.
You want Durant 1?
No, I got to go Deion 1.
Yeah.
That is so petty.
It's ridiculous. They all are ridiculous, though.
They really are. This is a good one.
I mean,
I'm going to go him 1. I think DeAndre, I'm going to put him 3rd. I think Durant, it goes Deion 1, Durant to DeAndre third.
Yeah.
Only because it's tough competition.
Again, I can't. This is like we're doing the skating judging, and it's like it's a 5.9 or 6.0. I don't know. The Russians, the French, the Americans, it was all great performances. If this is the Olympics, every one of them put on a jackass, red-ass performance for the life, for the ages. I don't know where to put them.
But how about wanting to be called Coach Prime? Not Coach Sanders, Coach Prime.
Now, if you call them Coach Prime Time, is that being disrespectful?
Yes.
Just Coach Prime.
Coach Prime. He has said before he wants to be referred to as Coach Prime.
Jeebus. Can I just say, like, if you... I get this sometimes where, you know, people will ask me, what do you want to be called? Is I'm like, you will sue
by my name.
Yeah. Like I'll introduce myself and I'm like, hey, nice to meet you, Jason. And they're like, well, do you want me to call you Sook? I'm like, you can if you want. Well, I heard someone else call you Jay. Yeah. A lot of people call me Jay. You can refer to me any way. I don't care.
Well, how about
if you're bothered? If you've got a series of names, Dion has been called Primetime, Coach Sanders, Dion. It's the Nick Saban thing. If you're bothered by something that a million people have called you, that's on you. Take your head out of your ass.
But if you, but here's the way I think of it. Like if I meet you for the first time and you introduce yourself as Jason,
yeah,
that's what I'm calling you.
Sure.
That's what you want to be called. You would otherwise not say that.
But if you're around a bunch of people and then let's say you're around Dion, right? Or Coach Prime.
I'd call him Nick.
Excuse me, Nick. But if you're around Deion Sanders and everyone starts calling him Prime or calling him Deion or whatever, wouldn't you naturally be like, well, should I be calling him that?
No,
even if he introduced you as Deion?
No, I think it's more about my personal relationship with him. Like I feel weird that everybody calls Damian Lillard Dame.
I was just going down that road.
I think that's weird.
If you met
weird.
Him, you would not call him Dame.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
would
so,
you call him Damian or would you call him Mr. Lillard?
I would call him whatever he introduced himself as.
Okay.
But his name is Damian, so I would probably call him Damian. I think it'd be weird. Damian. It would probably be weird to call him Lillard.
Yeah.
You know? So I just, I don't know. That's just me, but I think it's a personal relationship thing. And then if I get to know him well enough, then it becomes, hey, S-head, get over here, you know, or whatever.
Sure.
You know.
What is that? Like, what do we play? Dame, would you play on a softball team together? Like, he's got
yeah,
a nickname
like,
sort
what's
of
your,
thing?
What's he, your buddy? His name's Damian Lillard.
Well, his name's Dion, but he wants you to call him Coach Prime.
I'm gonna call him Dalla.
Dame Dalla.
What's up, Dalla?
What's up, man?
You can call me...
Well, you're Lil Rop, right?
Lil.
Lil Rop.
Call me Lil.
Lil R.
All right, you want to get to the club? I do.
Well, we kind of were already there.
Oh, so who's more of a bitch? Do we decide? Mike gets to break the tie. Break the tie.
It's Kevin Durant.
And it's Kevin. I'm not going to have any arguments there.
It's Kevin Durant.
Has there ever been someone who's gone from more liked to more universally disliked in a shorter period of time than this douche canoe?
I want Team USA to lose because of him, but I want him to win because of my friend Dalla.
It is kind of tough there.
All right, the club is next. This be the fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.